in Sydney the name of David Dungay, an Aboriginal man who died in the Long Bay Prison Hospital in 2015 after being restrained by at least four prison officers, was invoked at protests to highlight the disproportionate rate of Indigenous deaths in custody. Like Floyd, Dungay's family has said he too uttered the words, "I can't breathe," before he died. Meanwhile, in Tokyo, protest organizer Sierra Todd, a 19-year-old U.S. student studying art abroad through Temple University, said that while racism in Japan might manifest itself in different ways from the United States, it definitely exists for the country's 2.9 million foreigners, who make up 2.3% of the population. In 2017, a landmark survey conducted by Japan's Justice Ministry found that nearly a third of 4,252 foreign residents surveyed said they had faced derogatory remarks over their backgrounds. Many participants, more than half of whom were Chinese and Korean, also said they believed discrimination played a critical role in being denied jobs, equal pay, and housing. While police brutality in Japan may not be as strong a focus as in the United States, Todd, who is black, said the protesters, who she said were largely foreigners, but also Japanese citizens, rallied to demand justice over a recent case of alleged police brutality that unfolded in Tokyo just days before Floyd's death. In that case, a 33-year-old Kurdish man has alleged that police officers shouted at him and shoved him to the ground after he refused to allow them to search his car after they stopped him while driving.